走出勇于走出自己让我们不熟悉的这个区域。
So nothing can separate us.
因为没有任何事可以让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
The language cannot divide us.
语言不能让我们隔绝。
We are one in Christ.
因为我们是在基督里是合一的。
Okay, I'm going to switch back to my language.
Me too.
请我们一同打开圣经，翻到以弗所书第四章。
So let us turn our Bible to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
The book of Ephesians chapter 4
每一次想到以弗所第四章我就想到从前发生的一件事
Every time I read this chapter I think of a story that happened
就是有一次尼托森弟兄到了英国的伦敦他去和斯柏克弟兄有一次的谈话
It was that one time Brother Watchman Nee visited London And he had a fellowship with Brother Austin Sparks
斯柏克弟兄就问尼弟兄一个问题
And so T. Austin Sparks asked Watchman Nee a question
他说你认为全本圣经当中最难实现的一章圣经是哪一章
He said, in your opinion, which is the most difficult verse or difficult chapter in the Bible to be realized?
那尼弟兄就回答，恐怕就是以弗所书第四章。
So Brother Nee responded that he said, in my opinion, it probably is chapter 4 of Ephesians.
特别其中提到要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Especially when he mentioned that it's for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
所以当早晨我在主面前之前在主面前预备的时候，我就有点犹豫要不要跟弟兄姐妹交通这一章最难的圣经。
So as I was preparing this chapter, I was even hesitating in my heart whether it is proper to share from this chapter.
但我相信这也是神心意中所最愿意得着、最愿意看见的一个光景。
But I also do believe that this is a chapter, a condition that the Lord desires after the most, that He wants to see it accomplished among His people.
就是基督身体合一的见证。
That it is a testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
好，我们今天我们要读以弗所从第四章第一节读到第六节。
So today we'll read from chapter 4 from verse 1 to verse 6.
我先用中文读，再请马丁弟兄用英文读。
I'll read it all the way through, and then we'll read it in English.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，又和用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召。同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
From verse 1, Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
让我们一起再低头有点祷告。
May we also bow our heads in the further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us this morning.
主，我们也为着你的恩言感谢你。
We also thank you for your gracious words.
感谢你把你的心意来向我们开启。
Thank you for opening your heart to us.
愿早晨我们也同因着你爱的激励，我们只有一个心愿。
And by the constraining of your love, may we also have this one desire.
就是愿你在我们中间得着你所要得着。
That you will gain what you are after among us.
愿你在我们中间。得着那基督身体合一的见证。
You can gain the testimony of the unity of the body of Christ among us.
求你借着圣灵向我每个心说话。
May you speak to each heart by your Holy Spirit.
叫我们凡有耳的都应当听。
Let everyone that has ear, let him hear.
愿你的话在我们身上成就你所喜悦的旨意。
So that your word can accomplish a glorious purpose.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 不仅在差不多100年前，尼弟兄觉得基督身体的合一是圣经中最难实现的一个真理。
Not only from almost a century ago that Brother Ni responded that the unity of the body of Christ might be the most difficult truth to be realized.
当我们环视今天教会在地上的光景，我们心里面可能也有同样的感觉。
Even today, as we look around the condition of the church today, we might have the same feeling.
我们觉得基督身体要达到合一，那似乎是一件不可能的事情。
To attain unity in the body of Christ, it almost seems to be impossible.
然而我们却要相信。
But we have to believe.
在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
What is impossible with men, it is all possible with God.
因为神借着他儿子在十字架上已经成就了神的旨意。
By the Son of God who sacrificed himself on the cross, he has accomplished all the will of God.
今天神还要借着他儿子在十字架上所成就的救恩。
And through the salvation that Christ has accomplished on the cross,
要把我们带到他荣耀的旨意当中。
And he will bring us into the glorious will and the purpose of God.
叫我们不仅在基督的身体里，我们是合一的。
That so that not only we are one in the body of Christ,
并且我们能够将这样的一个事实，能够借着我们的生活彼此的相交能够实现出来。
That through our daily lives, through our fellowship and communion with each other, we can live out this reality.
而神用他的恩召召我们，就是为着基督身体合一的见证的缘故。
And the reason God called us into His body, it is so that we can live out this testimony.
弟兄姐妹，你知道你是蒙召的吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know that you have been called?
我想我们基督徒，我们都知道我们是蒙拯救的。
And as Christians, we all know we have been saved.
我们知道神借着他儿子的救恩，把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
We know that the Son of God has saved us out of sin.
把我们从那神的愤怒灭亡里面拯救出来。
Out of the wrath and the perdition from God.
把我们从世界里拯救出来。
He has rescued us out of the world.
弟兄姐妹，神最终的心意乃是要召我们进到他儿子的里面。
And he has ultimate desire that is to call us into the Son of God.
叫我们能够在基督里面成为一个身体。
So that in Christ we can be of one body.
弟兄姐妹，一个基督徒若不认识自己是蒙召的，是非常危险的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, if a Christian does not understand or recognize that he is called, then it is very dangerous.
基督徒若不认识自己是蒙神所召的，
If a Christian does not understand that he has been called by the Lord,
他就非常容易会像神旧约的百姓一样。
Then he will be very likely fall into the condition of the Old Testament people.
当神借着他大能的手将他的百姓从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
When God has using his mighty outreached arm to save them out of Egypt.
他们的确都离开了埃及。
Yes, they have all left Egypt.
但我们看见，当他们在旷野里遇见难处的时候
，But whenever they meet any difficulty in the wilderness,
他们就向摩西、向神发怨言。
They began to murmur and complain to Moses and to God.
他们在旷野里遇见难处的时候
，But whenever they encounter any difficulties,
他们就想要退后回到埃及去。
They want to fall back and return to Egypt.
弟兄姐妹，这是因为百姓忘记他们是蒙神所召的。
And that is because these people had forgotten.That they have been called by the Lord.
他们忘记神召他们的心意，乃是要把他们带进到迦南美地。
They forgot that the desire of God's calling is so that they can be brought into the land of Canaan.
在迦南美地来得着神所应许的产业。
That they can receive the inheritance in the land of Canaan.
所以基督徒必须知道自己是蒙召的。
So as Christians, we must know and understand that we have been called.
神召我们乃是要来得着基督。做我们的产业。
He's calling us so that we can gain an inheritance as Christ.
神召我们乃是要叫我们能够在万民中间来为基督身体的合一做见证。
That we can also bear testimony among all people of the body of Christ.
从人看来，这合一的见证是何等的难。
And from human perspective, this testimony of the unity is so difficult.
不要说我们这几百个人。要能够合一
Not to speak of us few hundred sitting here
就是我们家里面两个人要合一弟兄姐妹容不容易
But even for two people at home Is it easy to have unity?
我想如果你还没结婚或许你不能回答这个问题
I think if you have not yet been married Then you probably don't know fully
如果你结婚时间够久你就知道两个人要合一 是非常不容易的。
But if you have been married for a period of time, then you would know it is so difficult to even for two people to be united.
然而合一却又是非常自然的一件事情。
Yet unity should be a very natural thing.
就像我们每个人都有一个身体。
Just as every one of us has a body, a physical body.
在我们这个身体里面呢，有许多不同的肢体。
And among in our body, there are many members.
这肢体的功用虽然不一样。
And each member has different function.
他们却都在一个身体里面。
But they are all in one body.
他们是合一的。
They are one.
所以我们看见身体的合一。是何等自然的一件事情。
So you see the oneness and the unity of our body is very natural.
以弗所书告诉我们，教会是基督的身体。
And the book of Ephesians already told us that the church is the body of Christ.
所以基督徒的合一。
So in a way that the unity of the Christians.
教会的合一。
Unity of the church.
乃是基督身体的合一。
It is the unity of the body of Christ.
它是何等的自然，何等和谐的一件事情。
It ought to be very natural, very harmonious.
一个合神心意的教会，它必定是一个合一的教会。
If a church should be, is a church, after God's own heart, then it must be a church of unity.
诗篇133篇告诉我们
And Psalm 133 tells us
看啊弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美
Behold how good and how beautiful it is for brothers to dwell in unity
就是合一的教会在神的眼中是何等的善何等的美
That a church in unity is so good and beautiful in God's eyes
合一的教会是神所喜悦的
And a church in unity is this, it'sdelights the Lord.
教会的合一不是等到将来啊，我们到了天上以后啊，我们想到那时候呢，才能够完全的合一。
And this unity is not something in the future when we enter into heaven, then we can attain such unity.
教会的合一乃是现今神在地上就要得着的一个见证。
But even here, even today, here and now on this earth, the Lord wants to gain such a testimony.
虽然今天神的教会在地上是在一个荒凉。不正常的光景
Even though the church today is in a desolate condition
甚至在世人的眼中看神的教会像是四分五裂
Even in the eyes of the people of the world the church seems to have been split apart
然而神的心意却没有改变
Yet the desire of the Lord has never changed
神要在地上得着那基督身体合一的见证
He wants to obtain a testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
我们可以这么说。
We can say in another word.
按着神荣耀的心意。
According to His glorious will.
神今天愿意在休斯顿这里。
He desires here in Houston.
神愿意在我们的聚会当中。
Even here among us.
来得着基督身体合一的见证。
To obtain the testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
这是我们在这里追求，在这里聚集一个。最主要的目的
This is the main reason and the main purpose why we gather here today.
当神在我们中间得着那基督身体合一的见证的时候
When he can obtain this testimony of the unity of the body,
我们个人
then for us individuals,
我们的家庭
our families,
我们的聚集
our gatherings,
就会满有主的同在
will be filled by the presence of the Lord.
就能彰显主的荣耀
We can also magnify the glory of God.
世人就能够看见我们真是属于他
And the world can truly see that we indeed belongs to him.
所以我们看见今天神在我们中间所要做的就是要来得着来恢复那基督身体合一的见证
So we see this is the work of God among us today that he wants to gain and to restore the testimony of the unity of Christ.
以弗所书所告诉我们这基督身体的合一它并不是说到大家都一样
And so here when the book of Ephesians talk about unity it's not talk about everyone being in unison
就好像我们觉得说哎呀我们觉得属灵的看见是重要的
And for example we see that the spiritual vision is very important
那我们大家都来追求做这个眼睛
So we all pursue to be an eye for the body
那我们觉得当然在神的家里面这个神的话是重要的
And of course we know the word of God is important
那我们就大家都来追求做这个口
So all together in unison we desire to be the mouthpiece
那我们可能也觉得要是没有手怎么做事呢
And we might also think if there is no hand then how can we do anything
教会有这么多事
And there are so many matters, things that we need to do.
都需要用手来做。
So many services.
那我们就大家都来追求来做手。
So we all pursue to be hands.
弟兄姐妹，这不是身体合一的意思。
And this is not what it means to have unity.
合一并不是大家都一样。
It's not that everyone does the same thing.
合一也不是彼此的配合。
And it is not to have coordination with one another.
好像我跟弟兄我们之间配合一下。
As if we're helping and coordinating with one another.
这次呢，这个事情呢，你来配合我。
And today, you agree with me.
下一次等到我要做决定的时候呢，你来，我来配合你，你来配合我。
Next time, I'll help you to do something else.
这次呢，我同意你的意见和看法。
This time, I agree with your opinion.
那下一次呢，你就该你来同意。来同意我的看法。
And next time it will be your turn to agree with my opinion.
弟兄姐妹，这也不是合一。
And that is not unity.
合一也不是统一。
And it is not uniformity.
不是说我们来到聚会，每个人都要穿一样的衣服。
It is not when we come to gathering, we all wear the same uniform.
只能穿白衬衫。
We only have to wear a white shirt.
只能穿黑长裤。
Or black pants.
弟兄姐妹，教会基督身体的合一不是一个统一。
And the unity is not uniformity.
不是说我们都说一样的话。
It is not that we all speak the same language.
所以我们刚刚已经经历到，我们一同见证基督身体的合一，不一定要都说一样的语言。
Even earlier we testified to have the unity in the body of Christ doesn't mean we all speak the same language.
这身体的合一也不是大家都有同样的想法。
And the unity in the body is not that we all have the same thoughts.
或是我们都过一样的生活。
Or we all live the same life.
兄姐妹，基督身体的合一不是外面的事情。
It is not external things.
以弗所书所告诉我们，基督身体的合一乃是里面的事。
But here in the book, it tells us it is an inner matter.
以弗所书所说的合一是一个身体的合一。
It is a unity of the body.
是生命里的合一。
It is unity in the life.
是圣灵里的合一。
It's unity in the spirit.
那这我们看到说以弗所书整卷以弗所书给我们看见有两简单分成两个部分。
And we can see the whole book of Ephesians can be divided into two portions.
所以在前面我们看见关于这个身体的真理。
The first segment from verse from chapter 1 to 3 talks about the truth in the body.
就是讲到这身体合一的真理。
It talks about the truth of the unity.
从第四章到第六章给我们看见这个教会这个合一的实行。
The latter three chapters talks about the practicality and the practice of the unity.
所以我们看见在新约的书信里面总是有这样一个特色。
So you see, this is a character of many epistles in the New Testament.
就是神先告诉我们我们是什么。
That God first tells us who we are.
那才告诉我们我们当如何行。
And then he will tell us what we shall do.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常重要的一个属灵原则。
And this is a principle that is very important.
我们之所以照着主的话语而行，
The reason we do and act according to the word of God,
乃是根据我们知道我们是谁，或是我们是什么。
It is based upon our understanding of who we are.
比方说，我们今天交通道说，我们要过一个基督身体合一的一个生活。
For example, today as we speak of living a life of the unity of the body.
所以从第四章到第六章告诉我们要这样做，要那样做，要这样做，要那样做，说了很多这方面的事情。
And from chapter 4 to 6, it tells us you need to do this, do that, and there are many practices and actions that we can follow.
但你发现啊，这些很多主所说要我们做的，我们都非常同意。
But you realize that we agree with all these actions.
但是我们的难处是什么？
But what is our difficulty?
做不到。
We cannot do it ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，这存在一个非常严重、一个关键的问题。
And there is a very important, severe matter.
你若不是知道你是什么
，If we do not know who we are,
就算你照着这个话做了
，Even if you try very hard to obey and follow these words,
在神眼中也未必有价值。
And it doesn't mean that there is value in the eye of God.
因为那不过是一个宗教外面的一个行为。
Because it would merely be a superficial religious activity.
不是神所要得着的。
It is not what the Lord desires to gain.
所以看见新约的书信里面，神总是先告诉我们我们是什么。
So you find this principle in the New Testament epistles. God always tells us first who we are.
然后才告诉我们我们要做什么。
And then he will tell us what we ought to do.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们，教会是基督的身体。
chapter 1 of Ephesians tells us the church is the body of Christ.
我们是因为知道教会是基督的身体,
and now that we know that church is the body,
所以我们才能够一起过一个基督身体的生活。
Therefore, we can come together and live out a body life.
因着我们知道我们是基督身体里面的一个肢体,
and because we now understand that we are just a member of the body of Christ,
所以我们能够一同的来见证基督身体是合一的。
So now we can come together and testify that this body is one.
所以我们看见在以弗所第四章之前, 保罗总共有两个非常重要的祷告。
So you see before chapter 4, there are two very important prayers that Paul had.
第一个祷告是在第一章。
One is in, first is in the first chapter.
我相信你们在过去几个主日如果在聚会当中应该有一点印象。
And I'm pretty sure you have some impressions if you were here for the past few weeks.
保罗求父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
Paul prays that the Father will give them the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
保罗为什么需要这样祷告呢?
Why does he pray in such a way?
好叫你们怎么样真知道。
So that you may truly know him.
弟兄姐妹, 这个真知道是何等的重要。
And it's so important to have this true knowledge of him.
只有借着那赐人智慧和启示的灵, 我们真知道了教会是基督的身体。
Only through the spirit of wisdom and of revelation, we can truly know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们才有可能能够活出基督身体合一的见证。
Only then it will be possible for us to live out the testimony of this unique
body. 那保罗第二个祷告是在第三章。
And the second prayer of Paul was found in chapter 3.
他为什么有第二个祷告呢?
Why did he pray the second time?
当我们真知道了教会是基督的身体之后,
so now that we truly know that the church is the body of Christ,
当我们愿意照着主的话而行的时候,
when we become willing to act and to follow God's word,
我们就发现我们面临一场非常猛烈的属灵征战。
Then you realize you're caught in between this very severe spiritual battle.
因为仇敌也借着我们里面的肉体来拦阻神的旨意。
And even by the flesh that's still within us, the enemy uses all of that to
所以保罗,
to go against the will of God.
所以保罗就有第二个祷告。
And therefore Paul had to have the second prayer.
他求神使我们里面的人
that our inner man will be strengthened.
弟兄姐妹, 保罗这两个祷告是何等的重要。
And how important it is for Paul to pray in such a way.
这也必须是我们今天的祷告。
And that should also be our prayers.
一方面求主开我们里面的眼睛。
On one hand, that he will open the eyes of our heart.
叫我们能够真知道教会是基督的身体。
That we may truly know that we are the body of Christ.
因着我们知道我们是在基督的身体里面要一同 来为这合一做见证。
On one hand, knowing that we are already included in the body of Christ and we can bear such a testimony,
我们就向神有进一步的祷告祈求。
And then we pray further on,
求主使我们里面的人刚强起来。
That he will strengthen our inner man,
叫我们能够一同的来活出基督身体合一的见证。
That together we may live out this testimony of the unity.
姐妹, 所以我们看见, 既然教会是基督的身体,
so now we see that since church is the body of Christ.
所以我们看见这个合一的见证乃是根据一个生命。
And so now we see that the testimony we can bear is based upon a life.
在我们蒙恩得救的时候,
that since we have been saved,
神就把同一样的生命, 同一个的生命, 就是基督的生命, 赐给了我们。
He has given this one life, that is the life of Christ, to all of us.
因着我们这信的人在基督里都有同样一个生命。
And because all of us who has believed received the same life within us,
我们都连于元首基督,
and we have been all united to
叫我们能够,
our head, Christ,
叫我们能够在这个生命的里头来过一个基督身体合一的生活。
So that in the same life we can live out a life of unity.
不仅我们得着这个生命,
not only we have gained this life,
就在我们 信主的时候,
but also when we have believed the Lord,
圣灵也将我们进入到基督的身体里,
our, the Holy Spirit has baptized us into the body of Christ.
姐妹,
and this is our position in Christ.
是圣灵把我们信主的人进到基督的身体里成为一个身体。
It was the Holy Spirit who baptized all of us into the body of Christ to become one.
从2000多年前五旬节的那一天开始,
from the day of Pentecost 2000 years ago,
一直到基督再回来之前的这段日子里面,
all the way until Christ's return,
每一个信主的人都借着圣灵进到了基督的身体里。
During this time, every believer of Christ has been baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body.
不仅如此,
not only so,
在我们信主的时候,
When we have believed the Lord,
神也将圣灵赐给了我们。
The Lord has also given us the Holy Spirit.
赐给每一个相信耶稣的人。
And the Spirit has been given to everyone who believes in Christ.
对，在我们里面不仅同有基督的生命。
So not only we have the same life of Christ.
在我们里面也同有一位圣灵的内住。
But we also have the same indwelling Spirit.
所以我们就成为基督身体里的一个肢体。
And therefore we have become a member of the body of Christ.
我们就成为神宇宙性的这个教会的。
And we have become a part of the universal church.
就是当我们接受主基督的时候
And when we accepted Christ,
我们就从神领受了宝贵的圣灵
And we have received the precious spirit.
虽然今天所有属神的儿女分散在世界各个地方
Even though all the believers of Christ has been scattered throughout the world,
但是无论在哪里
But doesn't matter where we are,
我们都是在同一个身体里
We are all in the same body.
无论我们在哪里
It doesn't matter where we are.
在我们信的人里面都有同一位圣灵
Every believer has the same indwelling spirit.
圣灵就将我们这些所有在基督里的身体的肢体都与天上的元首联络在一起
And the Holy Spirit brings all of us, every single member in the body, to be united with the head.
这就成为一个在神眼中看为极美极善的一个新人
And this is the most beautiful and pleasant new man that God has created.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们能够一同来见证基督身体的合一。
And today we can testify together of this unity of the body.
那是因着在我们里面同有一位的圣灵。
It is because we have the same spirit.
圣灵在我们里面就要来带领我们来进入，并且能够活出基督身体这样一个合一的见证。
And the spirit leads us and to teaches us.So that we can enter into the unity and live out the testimony.
所以我们看见在真理的地位上我们已经成了基督身体里面的一个肢体。
So according to the position in the truth, we have already become a member of the body of Christ.
但今天在实际的生活当中在我们里面的圣灵要带领我们要把我们联络在一起要能够活出能够实行出来那基督身体合一的见证
But in the practical reality The Holy Spirit is still leading us So that we can live out a life and a testimony
所以以弗所书第四章我们刚才所读的经文告诉我们说你们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Therefore what we just read says So be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit
如果根据原文直接翻译我们也可以就是说竭力保守圣灵的合一
And in another word is to preserve the unity of the Spirit
这个合一呢已经在基督的身体里面已经赐给了我们
And this unity has already been given to us in Christ
这个合一已经给了教会
And has already been given to the church
所以神的话说你们要怎么样要保守
And therefore the word of God says to preserve it
神的话不是要我们说竭力来追求这个合一
It did not say to pursue after the unity.
神的话也不是要我们来竭力营造出那个基督身体的合一
Or to create or to build up a unity.
神的话乃是要竭力保守圣灵的合一
Rather, it says to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
兄姐妹，你能够保守你没有的东西吗
Can you preserve anything that you don't have?
当然不能
Of course not.
为什么神说要我们来保守这个合一呢
So why does the Lord says to preserve it?
就因为这个合一已经赐给了我们
Because He has already given and granted that unity to us.
这个合一在基督的身体里面已经赐给每一个属基督的人。
And he has already given in the body of Christ the unity into everyone who belongs to him.
所以神要我们竭力的来保守。
And therefore the Lord says to preserve it.
所以这段圣经虽然很短啊，但是它内容非常丰富。
And even though this is a short scripture, but it is very rich in content.
因为它关于这个合一的内容或者合一的界限哈，它列了七项。
Because it laid out seven boundaries of this unity.
或这个合一的内容啊，它是很丰富的。这七个方面，每一个都是非常重要的。
And it is very rich, and every single one of these is very important.
然后另外呢，它要叫我们怎么样来保守这个合一呢？好像用五样
And it also teaches us to keep it or preserve it with five different characters.
对，就是谦虚、温柔、忍耐、用爱心、用和平。
That is in humility, in gentleness, in patience, bearing one another in love and in peace.
这每一点都是非常重要的。
And every one of this is also very important.
所以加起来就有十二个重点。
So if you add it all up together, there are 12 main points.
早上我们不可能能够那么详细的来交通这十二个方面。
And of course, we don't have time this morning to go dive into each one individually.
但我愿意先和弟兄姐妹一同来认识到这个圣灵的合一，它的内容或它的这个界限是怎么样。
But first, we want to come and recognize the boundary or the meaning of this unity.
这七个可以说是在这个基督圣灵合一上那个基要的真理。
And we can say this is the very basic truth about this unity in the body of Christ.
这七个非常重要。
And these seven are very important.
你不能再加一个。
You cannot add to it.
你也不能减一个。
Nor can you take away from it.
你加一个或减一个，你就破坏了基督身体的合一。
If you add anything or take away anything, then you will destroy the unity of the body.
很可惜的，在过去两千多年的教会当中。
But regretfully, in the past 2,000 years of church history,
我们看见许多时候，神的儿女们就因着要在这七个一上面加一个或减一个，就造成了基督身体的分裂。
That many saints wanted to add something or subtract something from these seven points, and then it caused division in the body of Christ.
所以我们说这七个一也是一个界限，这个合一的一个范围。
So in another way, we can say that these seven ones can is in a way a boundary of the unity.
只要有一个人他是相信承认这七个一，他就是基督身体里面的一个肢体。
If anyone confesses to these points, then he is a member in the body of Christ.
就是我们在基督里亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And he is a dear brother or sister in the body of Christ.
如果他在这七个一里面有一个是他不能相信或是不愿意承认的，那他就不在这个身体里面。
If anyone denies any of these points, then he cannot be in the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这七个一是非常严肃的一件事情。
So these seven ones is very serious matter.
第一个说到一个身体。
First, it talks about one body.
我们人虽多，人是一个身体。
We have there are many of us, but one body.
从第一世纪到今天。所有在基督里蒙恩的人都在这一个身体里。
From first century to today, every single person who has been saved by grace is in this one body.
不管你是什么种族。
Doesn't matter what race you are.
你说什么语言。
What language you speak.
你的文化背景如何。
What cultural background you're from.
你学历或高或低。
Any education.
你是贫贱或是富贵的。
Whether you're in poverty or you're rich.
都在这一个身体里。
You are all in this one body.
教会就是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
而基督就是这个身体的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
头只有一个。
There's only one head.
身体也只有一个。
Therefore, there's only one body.
弟兄姐妹，你如果是基督徒。
If you are a Christian.
你如果是属基督的。
If you belong to Christ.
你也就属于这一个身体。
Then you belong to this same body.
有姐妹，这是这个合一的一个核心。
And this is the very basis, the core, the center of this unity.
如果你不承认你是属于这一个身体。
If you deny that you belong to this body.
那你就不是属基督的。
Then you cannot belong to Christ.
你就不能说自己是基督徒。
Then you cannot claim yourself as Christian.
当然，虽然因着时空的限制，我们不可能和所有属基督的肢体一同的聚集。
Now, of course, by the limitation of time and space, we cannot gather with every single Christian.
一同的来为基督身体的合一做见证。
And we cannot bear this testimony with everyone who has ever lived.
但是我们可以在我们所在的地方能够和属基督的弟兄姐妹们一同来做这合一的见证。
But then we can gather with all the brothers and sisters in the same locality that we gather to bear the same testimony.
这个就是一个地方的聚集。
And this is a gathering in the same locality.
神的心意愿意在地方的聚集里面来得着基督身体合一的见证。
And the Lord desires that every local gathering can come together and bear the same testimony.
但是我们要记住，这并不排除我们和其他任何一位属基督的弟兄姐妹之间的交通。
But do remember, this does not exclude any fellowship from anyone else that's not gathering here.
所以当我们主日早晨我们在这里一同擘饼纪念主的时候，
So as we come here and break the bread and worship him,
我们看见我们人虽多却只有一个饼。
We see that there are many of us but only one bread.
弟兄姐妹，我们擘饼聚会就是一个身体合一见证一个非常重要的聚会。
And this is a very important meeting to testify that we are of one body.
虽然我们在这里一同纪念主的时候，我们在我们面前所陈列的是一个饼。
Even though we only display one bread as we gather together,
不管我们的语言, 不管我们的年纪,
and doesn't matter what language you speak,
我们一同,
doesn't matter what age you are,
我们一同见证, 教会是基督的身体,
we all come together to testify that the church is the body of Christ.
基督是我们唯一的主,
we all testify that Christ is our only Lord.
但在这个同时,
at the same time,
我们的灵, 在灵里面, 我们也与所有的
In the Spirit, we're gathering with all the saints of God all over the world to testify that we have one Spirit and He is our one Lord.
虽然我们从天然的心思, 我们想, 那不止一个饼啦, 对不对? 我们这里一个饼, 当某一个饼, 还有好多好多地方有波饼聚会。
Of course, naturally, you may argue that it's not just one bread because we have one bread here, Dumbo has another bread, every church has a different bread, there are many, many breads.
但因着我们一同承认教会是基督的身体,
but as we all confess that the church is the body of Christ,
我们承认基督的身体只有一个,
and we confess that there is only one body,
我们就能够在圣灵里 一同做这样一个合一的见证,
then we can bear the same testimony in the Spirit.
所以当我们来到这波饼聚会当中的时候,
therefore, as we come and gather before the table,
我们每一个人都需要积极的参与,
we all need to come and participate.
我特别为了今天早晨波饼聚会, 格外的感谢主,
and I especially thank the Lord for this morning's gathering.
因为我们听到有好些刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹, 他们也能够开口来 见证, 来赞美, 来感谢主,
because we heard many brothers and sisters who were just believed and they were able and they were willing to open their mouth and praise the Lord.
兄姐妹, 这就是一个非常, 一件非常美的事情,
and it is such a beautiful thing.
就无论你在基督里的年日有多长,
it doesn't matter how long you have been in Christ,
或是多短,
or how short you have been in Christ,
就当圣灵在我们聚会中带领, 感动我们的时候,
as the Holy Spirit leads us and touches us,
就像是这一个身体一样,
it is just like in the body.
虽然肢体有不同,
even though there are many different members,
但是它都连于元首,
but we're all connected to one head.
圣灵能够把头的意思, 就是把主基督的意思, 带到整个身体里,
and the Holy Spirit is willing to bring the desire and the thoughts of the same head into the body.
甚至连最小的肢体都能够来见证
that even the smallest member can stand up and testify that we are one.
所以当在我们在波饼聚会当中,
so when we come together before the table,
我们的心要向着主而去,
our hearts is towards the Lord.
我们的灵要敏锐, 圣灵在我们里面的那个带领和感动,
and our spirit needs to be sensible to be able to understand the leading of the Spirit.
因为是在我们个人心中的圣灵, 祂会把主的意思 带到我们中间,
so the Holy Spirit can bring the will of God to each one of us.
就是把头的意思带到身体的里面,
that the desire of the head can be brought to the member of the body.
如果身体里面的肢体都能够顺服这头的意思,
if every member can obey the will of the one head,
当我们能够在波饼聚会当中来学习舍己,
and we're willing to take up the cross and deny ourselves before the table.
为什么参加波饼聚会需要舍己呢?
Then you say, why do I need to deny myself before the table?
因为我们就听到好多刚信主的弟兄姐妹啊,
because we hear many prayers from the new believers.
他们不敢在波饼聚会中开口祷告的原因,
they say one of the reasons they are afraid to open their mouth and pray.
不是 one of, 是 many.
Oh, a main reason?
很多的原因,
oh, there are many reasons.
都是因着什么? 都是因着自己,
it is all because there is a self.
哎呀, 我比较害羞,
I am shy.
所以我不好意思祷告,
and I, so therefore I don't dare to speak up and pray.
或是有一天啊, 如果我真的太感动了, 我开口祷告了,
or I am indeed touched one day and I want to open my mouth.
另外还有两三个人都开口祷告了,
and then two other people started praying at the same time.
好丢脸啊,
and I feel embarrassed.
那还有更丢脸的,
or even more embarrassing.
我祷告了说了一句,
I said one word as I began to pray,
第二句忘记了要说什么了,
and I forgot what I was going to say next.
所以想一想, 算了, 还是不要祷告,
and I thought, okay, forget it,
I
better keep my mouth shut. And what are all these reasons?
岂不都是因为我们考虑到我们自己,
isn't it because we have been considering too much of ourselves?
兄姐妹我们早晨唱的诗歌, 当我们主他 往哥哥他去的时候,
and this morning as we sang the hymn, as he goes to Calvary,
如果主他也考虑他自己的话,
if he had considered himself,
我们的主就不去哥哥他,
then he would not have been on Calvary.
好像这些人, 我替他们，我背他们的罪债嘛。
If he considered him to be bearing all of our sins.
哎呀，主要是想到我们的罪。
And he, if he considered all of the sins,
他如果觉得丢脸的话,
and if he felt ashamed,
主就不会替我们上十字架,
then he would not have been on the cross.
我们看见主去哥哥他的时候,
but when he went on towards Calvary, and it was for us that he poured out his life.
而且因为当我们来到波饼, 去纪念主的时候,
so this, every Sunday morning as we gather before the table,
我们岂能还 考虑我们自己,
as we remember him, how can we still consider ourselves?
就算我们开口要赞美主的时候,
even when we want to open our mouth to praise the Lord,
就算有一些事情好像让我们感觉到羞耻,
even there might be something that causes us to be embarrassed,
我们觉得不好意思,
that we might feel quite ashamed,
好像祷告一半都不知道讲什么,
and even if you forgot what you were going to pray,
这些事情都不重要,
but none of this is important,
因为我们的主他知道我们的心,
because our Lord knows our heart.
只要我们用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜赞美他,
as long as we worship him in spirit and in truth,
只要我们愿意放下我们自己来讨他的喜悦,
so that we can deny ourselves in order to please him.
当我们在波饼聚会中学习舍己的时候,
so when we come together to learn to deny ourselves,
我们愿意完全顺服圣灵在我们当中的带领,
we want to obey the leading of the Spirit among us.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见 在我们中间, 主就能够得着那基督身体合一的见证,
and the Lord will begin to obtain the testimony of the unity of the Christ, of the body of Christ.
主的同在, 主的荣耀就要充满在我们聚会当中,
His presence and His glory will fill our gathering.
弟兄姐妹, 这是我们在波饼聚会中一同见证基督身体合一的那个实际,
and this is the reality how we can testify together that His body is one.
并不是我们都说一样的话,
not that we all speak the same language,
并不是我们祷告都非常的华丽,
or we all pray the same fancy prayer,
就姐妹乃是我们都能够顺服圣灵的带领,
but that we can all obey the leading of the Spirit,
那基督身体的合一的见证就能够显在我们中间,
and therefore the testimony can be real among us,
在神的眼中看到是何等的善, 何等的美,
and he says how good, how pleasant.
所以我们乃是在一个身体的里面, 我们来敬拜赞美我们的主。
So we are in one body as we worship him.
好, 除了这一个身, 身体只有一个, 圣灵 也只有一个。
And also it says one spirit.
我们刚刚已经讲过了, 当我们信主的时候, 我们就从神领受了宝贵的圣灵。
We already said some earlier that as we believe the Lord, we receive the Holy Spirit from God.
而且圣灵住在我们里面呢, 祂是永远不会离开。
And the Spirit indwells within us, he will not depart.
弟兄姐妹, 何等的宝贵,
and how precious that is.
住在我们里面的圣灵不仅叫我们越多的越认识我们的神, 我们的主。
The Holy Spirit calls us to come and know our God more and more.
住在我们里面的圣灵也把我们所有属基督的人怎么样联络在一起。
And our God, the Holy Spirit also unite all of us who belongs to Christ.
叫我们能够活出基督身体的那个实际。
So that we can live out a reality of being in the body of Christ.
这是为什么神的教会在地上啊, 不是一个人为的组织。
And therefore the Church of God is not a human organization.
教会在地上呢, 它乃是一个有生命的一个有机体。
But this body of Christ is a organism that has life.
是一个活的身体。
It is a living body.
而且它是属天的。
And it is heavenly.
就你们你知道为什么 教会是属天的呢?
How do you know that the body, the church belongs in the heavenlies?
我们觉得我们每天都活在地上。
We do see and know that we all live on this earth.
我们可能, 上过三万英尺的高空。
Perhaps, yes, you have been on an airplane that's been 30,000 feet up.
但是我们不觉得我们已经是属天的。
But we still don't feel that we are heavenly.
弟兄姐妹, 教会之所以属天, 乃是因为教会的头, 他已经在天上。
The reason the church is heavenly is because the head of the church is already in the heavens.
圣灵把我们连于天上的这位元首。
And the Holy Spirit unites us with our head who is already in heaven.
所以教会虽然在地上,
so even though the body is on the earth,
它却是属天的。
But the body belongs to heaven.
它不仅是地位是属天的。
Not only the positionally the body is heavenly,
他的性质也是属天的,
even in character he is heavenly.
这是神的教会在地上应当有的见证,
and this is the testimony we ought to bear.
弟兄们，我们看见教会是基督的身体。
And we see that the body, the church is the body of Christ.
所以这身体合一的见证和生活呢，不是靠外面的一些方法来联络在一起。
So the testimony and the life, of the body of Christ is not by any outward methods.
这基督身体这个生活呢，乃是一个属灵的生活。
And this life that we live out is a spiritual life.
这是为什么我们说基督徒的生活都是属灵的生活。
And therefore we always talk about this spiritual life.
因为是圣灵在我们里面来带领我们。
Because the life of the Holy Spirit within us that's leading us.
圣灵叫我们这样说话。
And as the Spirit tells us how to speak,
圣灵带领我们不要那样说话。
Or he tells who tell us not to speak,
圣灵带领我们做这个事，不要做那个事。
As he leads us to act on one way or not to do something.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒若是离开了圣灵，
if we depart from the Spirit,
或者说我们不顺从圣灵而生活的话，
or if we deny or disobey the Spirit.
我们是不可能能够活出那基督身体合一的见证。
Then it would be impossible for us to live out the unity of the body of Christ.
所以我们看见今天我们一同聚集追求的时候，
So as we gather together and pursue after Him,
我们如何能够来经历、来见证基督身体的那个实际呢？
How can we experience and to testify the reality of this unity?
就是我们每一个肢体啊，每一个基督身体的肢体呢，我们都必须要来跟随圣灵的带领。
It is that every single member of the body should follow the Spirit.
像我们周五晚上的读经聚会，
just like the Friday night Bible studies.
我们现在感谢主，有弟兄姐妹们在周一周二就先预查那张圣经。
And we do thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters came together to pre-study the chapter on Monday nights and Tuesday nights.
预备一些那张圣经的思考问题。
And they will prepare some discussion questions.
好，让弟兄姐妹回去呢，就是收到 email 了，可以在那一周当中呢，聚会之前可以好好的思想。
So other brothers, they can receive an email and to begin meditating and on the chapter.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这样子在操练呢？
Have you been practicing and exercising?
为什么我们要先思想这些关于这张圣经的一些重要的问题？
Why should we first meditate on the chapter?
因为就是盼望我们各个肢体在生活当中，当我们在那里默想主话的时候，
It is so that every member, as we begin to meditate on the word of God,
圣灵就能够在我们生活当中来带领我们经历神的话语。
The Holy Spirit will begin to lead our life to experience His words,
或者把神的话语呢来向我们解开，
Or that He will open up the word of God to us,
然后来带领我们那一周的生活。
And that through thatHe can lead us in that daily life.
所以当每一个肢体呢，若是这样子在神的话语上面来操练、来经历的时候，
If every member can come before the Lord and exercise according to the Spirit,
到了礼拜五大家一同聚集的时候，
And when we come together on Fridays,
弟兄们，那个聚会是何等的丰富，
Then how rich would that gathering be?
那个聚会就不是说我讲道理给你听，你讲道理给我听。
It would not just be me preaching some truth to you and you preaching some truth to me.
那个聚会就不会是我从网上读到这张圣经的解释，我讲给你听，那你也读了以后你也讲给我听。
It would not just be somebody reading some commentary from the internet and reading it to the group.
那姐妹，如果我们在生活当中来经历主的话语，
But if we can truly experience the word of God,
我们一同聚集分享主话语的时候，
As we gather and share from the word of God,
那个聚会就是活的。
Then that gathering will be alive.
那个聚会就有生命的供应。
There will be a supply of the life of Christ.
那个聚会就能够显出基督那丰满的生命。
That gathering can testify to the abundance of the life of Christ.
乃是借着每一位弟兄姐妹他们在生活当中所经历到的主，然后一同交通出来。
It is through the experience of every brother and sister as they experience Christ.And then they can share the life of Christ.
所以身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。
Therefore, there is one body and one spirit.
那蒙召呢，也一个指望。
And we have been called in one hope.
这个指望是什么呢？
What is that one hope?
就是基督还要再来。
That Christ is returning.
感谢主，我们在波饼聚会后末了，我们弟兄姐妹对于这个心思有同样的一个感觉。
And we do thank the Lord that He has brought us to the same sense towards the end of the table meeting.
就是基督要在他荣耀里面再回来接我们。
That Christ will return in His glory.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是你的指望？
Is this your hope?
这是非常严肃的一件事情。
It is a very solemn matter.
如果有人没有这个指望，
If anyone does not have this one hope,
他就不是属基督的身体。
Then he is He is not in the body of Christ.
我们若是真属基督，
if we are truly belonging to Christ,
我们就有这个指望，
then we will have the same hope.
就是基督还要回来接我们，
that our Christ will return.
这姐妹，这是我们何等宝贵的一个共同的指望。
And how precious that we share this common hope.
我们可以在关于基督回来所要发生的过程哈，可能见解不同，看法不同。
And we might disagree in the interpretation of all the events that will happen before his return.
但是最重要的一件事情是，我们都相信并且盼望主还要再来。
But the most important is that we all believe and we all hope for his coming.
姐妹，如果你是基督徒，
if you are a Christian,
如果你心中没有这个指望，
if you do not have this hope in your heart,
这是一件很严肃的事，
then it will be very serious.
希望聚会后能够有机会，我们要好好的谈一谈。
And we need to have further fellowship.
那我们同时要想，我们虽然有这样一个指望，
and the same time, if we have the same hope,
那我们是不是真实活在这个指望里呢？
Are we all living in the reality of this hope?
我们是不是真实盼望主能够快一点回来？
Are we truly hoping that the Lord will return quickly?
弟兄姐妹，今天世人能不能从我们身上看出我们是等候基督回来的一般人？
Can the world see from us that we are a group of people who's waiting for the coming of the Lord?
还是世人从我们身上看见我们和他们没有太大的不同？
Or does the world see that there is not much different between us and them?
他们要有更好的工作。
They desire after better jobs.
他们在盼望退休。
They hope for retirement.
他们在盼望能够累积更多的财富。
They hope to accumulate more wealth.
就姐妹，那些事本身不一定是错的。
And these might not be wrong things.
但是什么是我们最宝贵的盼望？
But what is the most precious hope that we have?
如果我们真实盼望主是快一点回来的话，
If truly we hope that the Lord will return quickly,
我们可能在地上，我们仍旧去上班。
And yes, we do still go to work.
我们仍旧去上学。
We still go to school.
我们仍旧来聚会，有服事。
We still come and gather and serve.
但是我们如果真实盼望主快点回来的话，
But if this one hope is true in our heart,
我们生活当中这些事情的态度会是不一样。
Then our attitude towards all these things will be different.
我们与人的交往，
Our relationship,
我们跟人之间的关系，
our relationships,
也会是不一样的，
will be different.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要好好想一想，
and therefore we need to ponder,
这是不是真实是我们共同的一个指望？
Whether this hope is true,
就是基督还要再回来，
that we have the genuine hope that Christ will return.
然后呢，接下来讲到一主、一信、一喜、一神，
and here it says one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
我就很简单说一下，我们知道教会只有一位主。
And here it says there is only one Lord of the church.
就是主基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
出席教会的圣徒为这件事情做了美好的见证。
The first century saints bore a great testimony for this.
钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
That our Christ on the cross had the Lord had made him Lord and Christ.
第一世纪的基督徒为了这个见证付上了极重的代价。
And they have paid a great price to bear this testimony.
弟兄姐妹，那今天我们呢？
What about us today?
我们是否愿意付上代价来见证基督是教会的主？
Are we willing to pay a price to testify that Christ is the Lord?
我们愿不愿意付上代价来见证基督是我生命的主？
Are we willing to pay a price to say Christ is the Lord of my life?
基督是我夫妻之间关系的主。
That Christ is the Lord between husband and wife.
基督是我们家的主。
That Christ is the Lord of my house.
基督是我们聚会的主。
The Christ is the Lord of this gathering.
弟兄姐妹，这个见证就需要付代价。
And in order to bear this testimony, there is a price to be paid.
初期教会的圣徒，他们付上何等的代价
？The first century saints had paid such a great price.
今天我们也同样需要为主心意中的这个见证付上的代价，付上代价。
In the same way, there is a price that we need to pay.
因为在夫妻的关系当中
，because among the relationship between husband and wife,
我们就看见啊，这个基本上都是差不多的问题，就是各方坚持己见。
Many problems can be summarized as one, that everyone is insisting on their own ideas.
所以我们看见这夫妻的合一就变得非常的困难。
So the unity between husband and wife is very difficult.
那夫妻之间如何能够活出这样一个基督身体合一的见证呢？
How can we live out a unity even between husband and wife?
很简单。
It is actually very simple.
就是让基督做丈夫的主。
That Christ becomes the Lord of the husband.
那基督也做妻子的主。
And Christ becomes the Lord of the wife.
当夫妻两个人意见不相同的时候。
And when you have a differing opinions.
怎么办呢？
What can you do?
付代价。
There is a price to be paid.
不能听我的。
Do not listen to your own opinion anymore.
也不是听你的。
Nor listen to her or other, the spouse's opinion.
那我们要听谁的呢？
Then whose opinion should you listen to?
听主的。
Listen to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，道理很简单。
It is the reason is very simple.
但实行起来怎么样？
But in practicality,
要付代价。
There is a price to be paid.
这是刚刚感谢主在波饼聚会我们后面唱了一首诗歌。
And that's therefore we send the hymn at the end.
我们的主在前面背十字架。
The Lord took up His cross.
他也呼召我们这些要跟随他的人。
And He calls all of us who follows Him.
要舍己。
To deny ourselves.
天天背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
Daily take up our own cross and follow him.
那一信。
And here it says one faith.
那简单说就讲到这本圣经。
Which is speaking of this, the book, the Bible.
我们信仰的根基就是根据这本圣经。
The basis of all of our faith.
那我们说圣经
based on the word of God.
圣经里面这么多真理啊。
And there are many truths in the Bible.
这怎么可能合一呢？
How can we have one faith?
我们好多地方是 不合一的。
There are many understandings and interpretations that are not in unity.
就是过去仇敌在这两千年当中啊，破坏教会合一一个很厉害的地方。
And this is one thing that the enemy uses to destroy the unity.
就叫弟兄姐妹因着某些真理不同的见解。
And that many brothers and sisters will have differing interpretations of some truth.
就破坏了。基督身体的合一。
That led to the division of the body of Christ.
所以我们刚刚前面讲到。
And earlier we already said.
基督的身体的合一乃是关乎到这七个一。
And the unity in the body of Christ is summarized in these seven ones.
所以我们要相信圣经是神的话。
So we need to believe that the Bible is the word of God.
圣经里面向我们启示了神的儿子耶稣基督。
And in the Bible, he reveals the Son of God to us.
弟兄姐妹，这些是我们共同信仰的那个根基。
And this is the basis of all our faith.
所以我们不要因为对于其他一些的真理有不同的见解呢，而破坏了这基督身体的合一。
So do not, destroy the unity of the body due to some differing interpretations of the Bible.
相反的，反而因着我们在一些真理上面有不同的看法和解释。
But on the other hand, because we have differing opinions or understandings,
而我们能够竭力保守在这身体的合一里面。
And even in those differences, we can come and be diligent to preserve the unity of the body.
我们不停止交通。
And we do not cease to fellowship.
我们反而有更多的祷告和交通。
But rather, we come together to pray and to fellowship more.
我们看见圣灵就把我们带进到在真道上能够同归于一。
And then he will bring us into oneness in one truth.
那后面讲到一洗。
And later on, it talks about one baptism.
这里不是说到点水礼或者浸水礼的问题。
And this is not talking about whether it should be sprinkled or submerged.
只有一洗。
Only one baptism.
就是我们是奉主耶稣的名而受的洗。
It is the baptism into the name of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，是我们可以靠着得救的。
Because there has not been any name being given by which we can be saved.
所以在我们给弟兄姐妹施浸的时候
，So as we baptize one brothers and sisters,
我们都会宣告说，我们乃是奉主基督耶稣的名。
We all declare that we are baptizing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是这里讲到一洗的重要。
And that's the importance of the one baptism.
很可惜，有些时候神的儿女们因着对于这个受洗的这个方式的不同而产生分裂。
But regretfully, many brothers and sisters would cause division because of the method we use to baptize.
姐妹，虽然照着我们从圣经的领受，我们认为受洗应当是要受浸。
Yes, for us, we have been receiving from the Bible that the baptism is to be buried under water.
但是我们不能因着这一个的认识就拒绝了与其他受点水礼在基督里 重生得救的圣徒们的交通。
But this one understanding or interpretation should not stop us from fellowshipping with any brothers and sisters, even if they have been sprinkled.
只要任何一个人在这七个一上和我们是一致的。
As long as we have the one baptism, all the unity on these ones,
他就是属基督的。
Then he belongs to Christ.
他就是属基督身体里的。
And he is a part of the body of Christ.
他就是我们可以交通的对象。
And we can all fellowship together.
那一神我们知道我们同有一位父。
And one God, we know we have one Father of all.
我们的神就是我们的父。
God is our Father.
我们都是从他而生的。
We are all born of him.
我们都有同一个生命。
We all have the same life.
我们都是神家里的儿女。
And we are all children of the same house of God.
这同一个生命，我们能够一同来做基督身体合一的见证。
Because of the same life, we can bear the same testimony that we are the body of Christ.
这边讲到这七个一。
So here, these seven ones.
当然后面呢，那个五个那个性格呢，我们就讲一个。
And we can only have time to talk about these.One of the five characters.
这边说到说，你们要竭力保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心。
Here to be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
他说要用，就是用谦卑、用温柔、用忍耐、用爱心、用和平。
He says to do it with all humility, with gentleness, with patience.
我们前面说到，这个合一已经先赐给了我们，所以神要我们怎么样保守。
And we have already said that the unity has been given to us already, therefore we are to be diligent to preserve it.
竭力的保守。
To be diligent to
preserve it. 那我们怎么保守呢?
And how can we preserve it?
神说你们要用。
The Lord says do it with
用谦卑。
Use humility.
弟兄姐妹，我们能不能用我们没有的?
Can we use something that we don't have?
神要我们用谦卑来保守这个合一。
The Lord asks us to use humility to preserve the unity.
那我们有没有谦卑呢?
And do we have humility?
我们天然人啊，我们天然生命里面一点都没有。
In natural life, we do not have a little bit of humility.
我给大家做个见证。
And I can give you this testimony.
以前啊，许多人都觉得，哎，这个翁弟兄啊，哎，很谦卑。
Before many people had said, "Oh, I thought this brother James is pretty humble."
那很多人说了以后呢，我自己就以为我自己真的是有。
So after many people said it to me, I thought, "Oh, I have this humility."
但很感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
哎呀，神在我身上一次一次的制作。
The Lord.Dealt with me again and again,
一次一次的光照
and to shine light on me again and again,
直到我完全同意保罗在罗马书所说的
until I fully agree what Paul said in the book of Romans.
哎呀，我的肉体中啊，没有良善
that there is nothing good in me,
一点谦卑都没有
I don't have a single bit of humility.
当然，我姐妹是比你们知道多一点
and of course my wife knows that much better than you do.
但感谢神
but we thank the Lord.
虽然我们天然生命里面是没有谦卑的
even though in my natural life, I have no humility.
但神已经把基督的谦卑赐给了我们。
But Christ has already given the humility of Christ to us.
当神把他的儿子赐给我们的时候
when God given his son to us,
在神儿子的生命里面就有了这个谦卑。
In the life of Christ, there is humility.
因着神把他儿子已经给了我们。
Because Christ has already been given to us.
因着我们里面有了神儿子的生命。
Because we have the life of Christ within.
所以我们里面有了这个谦卑。
So therefore, within us, the inner man has humility.
所以神说你们要用。
Therefore, God says, use it.
现在我们知道我们可以用基督的谦卑来竭力保守。基督身体的合一。
So now we know we can use humility to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
为什么第一件事情就讲到谦卑呢?
Why is humility placed first here?
谦卑相反的就是什么?
What's the opposite of humility? It's pride.
我想我们结婚够久的人都知道。
If you have been married for a while, then you should know already.
夫妻关系那个合一的破坏啊，基本上，我想99.9%都是因着跟骄傲有关。
One thing that destroys the unity between husband and wife, I even think it's more than 99%, it's because of pride.
有时候不需要两边都骄傲。
It doesn't need both persons to be prideful.
一边一个人骄傲啊，就把这个合一破坏。
Only one person being prideful is enough to destroy the unity.
弟兄姐妹，骄傲是破坏合一最厉害的一个因素。
And this is one of the greatest weapons or the most severe elements.That destroys unity.
同样的，端于基督身体合一的这个破坏呢，骄傲也是最厉害的一个因素。
And it is the same way in the body of Christ that pride can destroy unity.
所以神要我们用谦卑，用基督的谦卑来竭力保守 圣灵的合一。
Therefore God says to use the humility of Christ to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
那翁立中说了半天谦卑，到底谦卑是什么呢？
So I've talked about humility, humility. What does it mean to be humble?
那谦卑啊，乃是基督，我们刚刚讲基督生命的一个性情。
And here we talked about it's a character of the life of Christ.
谦卑不是少看自己。
It is not to look less of yourself.
很多时候我们想说，哎呀，我要少看自己呢，那就好吧，那就谦卑下来了。
Many times we understand if we think less of myself, then I will be humble.
谦卑不是少看自己。
Being humble, it is not to look less upon yourself.
谦卑乃是不看自己。
It is to not look at yourself.
谦卑也不是少想自己。
It is not to think lowly of yourself.
哎呀，那我就牺牲吧，我就牺牲。
And that I should sacrifice myself to think lowly of myself.
谦卑乃是不想自己。
It is to not consider yourself.
谦卑也不是少为自己。
It is not to do less for yourself.
谦卑乃是不为自己。
It is to not do anything for yourself.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主在地上就为了我们做了这个谦卑最好的榜样。
And our Lord Jesus had become the best example of humility.
他在地上，他不看自己。
While on earth, he did not think of himself.
他不考虑自己的益处。
He did not consider his own benefits.
他不为自己留下什么。
He did not save anything for him.
他来的时候生在马槽里。
He came, was born into the manger.
那马槽还不是自己的。
And it wasn't even his own manger.
他说，他连睡觉他枕头的地方都没有。
He said, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
所以我们看见我们主在地上的一生。
So you see his whole life on earth.
他完全不为自己。
He did not live for himself.
这就是主生命里面那个谦卑的性情。
And you see the humility in his life.
今天我们如何能够，我们知道得到这个谦卑的性情在我们里面。
And we already know that this humility, his life is in us.
那我们如何能够用这个谦卑呢，来竭力保守圣灵的合一呢？
How can we use this humility to preserve the unity of the Spirit?
主说，我心里柔和谦卑。
The Lord says, learn from me, I am gentle and humble in heart.
你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take up my yoke upon you and learn from me.
主乃是要我们与他一同负轭。
He wants us to bear the same yoke with him.
来用他的谦卑来竭力保守圣灵的合一。
So that his humility can preserve the unity.
而圣灵在我们里面呢，他就会在凡事上面来教导我们。
And the Holy Spirit leads us in all truth.
教导我们不照自己的意思。
So that we will not live according to our own opinions or desires.
是照主的意思。
But his will.
这个负轭是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to take up the yoke? 就从
前啊，就把两头牛啊，放在一个轭底下。
That before, in the old time, they would take two oxen.
今天我们与主同负轭呢，就是主在我们在生活啊，行事为人，主在我们旁边。
So in the same way that we take up the same yoke with Christ, that he is right next to us.
所以碰到任何的状况，
that if there is any situation,
碰到任何的问题，
if there is any problem arises,
我们怎么反应呢？
What will be our reaction be?
就看看主怎么反应。
You will first look at what Christ's reaction be is.
当在夫妻关系中间，
So it's very simple among husband and wife.
当对方那样对你讲话的时候，
When someone else speaks to you in such a way,
你以前就一定是这样子反应回去。
Before you will react in one way.
但现在与主同负轭的话，你应该怎么样呢？
But now that you're yoked with Christ,
你就问一问主。
Then you ask the Lord.
你就想一想主。
And think about him.
主啊，对方这样对我说话，你是怎么样回他的话。
If my spouse is speaking to me in such a way, how would you respond?
圣灵就会教导我们。
And the Spirit will teach us.
我们若愿意舍己顺服，
If we're willing to deny ourselves,
我们看见基督的谦卑就从我们身上就流露出来。
Then the humility of Christ will be overflowed through from us.
姐妹，这是在我们生活当中非常真实的事情。
And these are real experiences we can have.
感谢神把他的儿子赐给了我们。
We thank the Lord, he has already given us his son.
在神儿子生命里面，我们就有了谦卑、温柔、忍耐、爱心、和平。
In the life of Christ, we already have humility, gentleness, patience, love, and peace.
然后神的话说，你们就去用。
And therefore, the word of God tells us to use it.
你们就去活。
To live it out.
就把基督生命的美德能够活出来。
To live out the character, the beauty of Christ.
为着我们在过去这一年在莱斯校园团契传福音 为着蒙恩得救的同学们感谢主。
And we want to thank the Lord for many students who had believed the Lord on Rice Campus.
上次就有三位弟兄姐妹受浸。
Last time, three of them were baptized.
那我们最近上周我们开始在暑假期间，我们开始学习基要真理。
And recently, from starting last week, we're beginning to learn the basic truth lessons.
第一课就是得救的确据。
And the first was the assurance of salvation.
那我们就跟同学们交通啊，你们觉得你们有没有这个得救的确据啊
？So we were fellowshipping. We were asking, "Do you feel assured that you are saved?"
那他们就交通，他们就分享分享。其中有一点呢，就关于到生命的改变。
And one thing they touched upon was the change of life that they had.
我给大家复习一下，你怎么知道你有得救的确据啊？就是第一，神的话；第二，就是圣灵的印证；第三，就是生命的改变。
And as a review, you know that you were know that you are surely saved. One is the word of God, then is the conviction of the Holy Spirit, then is the change of life.
哎呀，那这新受浸的弟兄姐妹呢，他们就很宝贵。
And so these new brothers and sisters, it's very precious.
他们说：“哎呀，的确，我们信主以后啊，的确生命是有改变。”
They said, "Truly, after we believe the Lord, our life's been changing."
以前不能忍耐的呢，现在可以忍耐了。
Before I couldn't endure something, now I have patience for it.
而且不是靠自己的忍耐。
And not by my own patience.
他们说是靠基督的忍耐。
They say I felt that there is the patience of Christ within me.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等真实的事情。
It is so true and real.
今天我们在这里蒙神所召，一同要为基督身体合一做见证。
And today we are called together to bear the same testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
就是从我们的家庭开始。
And begins with our family.
我们何等盼望我们能够用神所赐给我们的。
How we desire to exercise using what God has already given us.
在神儿子里面一切的美德。
And to use all the beauty and the character of Christ.
我们能够来竭力保守圣灵的合一。
That with all diligence we can preserve the unity of the Spirit.
我们看见在那里就满了神的同在。
And then God's presence will fill our house.
有神的祝福。
And he will bless us.
有神的见证。
There will be testimony of him.
我们也能够成为那个贵重的器皿。
We can also be a vessel of honor.
让神能够叫借着我们能够叫许多人能够一同的蒙福。
That through us many will be blessed.
我们在一起低头有点祷告。
So let us bow our head in further word of prayer.
有亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们想到在两千多年前。你甘心降世为人。
As we remember 2,000 years ago, you were willing to condescend as man.
主，你是为了我们这些不配的罪人，你上了十字架。
It's for us unworthy sinners, you went on to the cross.
主，你成就了这伟大的救恩。
And you have accomplished great salvation.
叫今天我们能够因着信得着这样一个生命。
So today, by faith, we can receive such a life.
也得着宝贵的圣灵。
And then we can receive your Holy Spirit.
主，在我们身上。你愿意带领我们来活出这样一个身体合一的见证。
Lord, you're willing to lead us to live out this testimony of your unity.
主，求你实在是更多开启我们里面的眼睛。
So Lord, may you open the eyes of our heart.
叫我们能够真知道我们所蒙的恩召。
That we may truly know what is the hope of our calling.
我们乃是为着基督身体的合一做见证。
That we can testify to the unity of the body of Christ.
叫我们真是能够经历主啊你的生命的丰盛。
That we can experience the richness of your life within us.
叫我们面对一切的挑战的时候。
And before all challenges.
主啊叫你的生命能够在我们身上能够胜了再胜。
Your life can conquer and conquer.
主你亲自联络我们。
Lord, may you unite us as one.
叫我们真是能够在圣灵里面合而为一。
So that in the Spirit we can be one.
就在这个末后的世代里。
In this last time.
在你回来的日子之前。
Before your coming.
主你的心意能够在我们家中也在我们聚会当中得着满足。
Your desire and your will can be accomplished in our homes and in our fellowship.
主愿你的名得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们再花一点时间。